G'day everyone, Ian here. It's 6:30 on Monday evening, 3rd of March, yes. And I've just been mucking about on the computer, catching up with a few things. Work today, listening to a bit of a firestorm that's going on about an audio boom. We're not really surprised, are we? Really? Are you surprised? Come on. Yeah, it's disappointing and all, I know, but it's just the slippery slope they're going down. I know, you know, it's facepalm material. It is just so disappointing. But we're not really surprised, are we? We saw this coming probably 12 months ago when they started tweaking with the app and then they upgraded us, the free accounts, to 10 minutes from 3 minutes. Everybody went, yay, and upgraded my pro account to an hour, yay. And then we realised that was to basically draw more people in, not to really give us any true benefits. They don't care about us. And I think Ruth Arnold said quite rightly, somebody on Ruth's channel said in the comments, they don't care about us. We're a tiny, tiny percentage of the numbers that they project. And I watched the presentation by Rob Proctor that Top Gold put up. And, he's just shilling for the company. We can see that a mile away. You don't have to be too smart. I'm not big into business and things, but even I can see that they're going to just pump and dump. That's all it's about. They're just going to try and get the numbers as high as they can. Remember when Daylight Gambler did that bit of research on a hidden audio boo that he embedded on one of his sites that was impossible for anybody to find, and it just started clocking numbers. The system's broken, and they're just milking it. I heard the other day, as a matter of fact, one of the big research companies in the US, I can't remember. One of the big ones and respected too, they said online advertising has a failure rate of between 89 and 99%. Basically, advertising on the internet does not work, but selling the advertising model does work, and that's what it's all about. If you get clicks, if you get eyeballs, you're seen as being successful, and the marketers can get out there and push that stuff. Doesn't mean that the companies are actually making any more sales. It's a complete crock of shit. I have Adblocker Plus on all my gear, and I don't see any advertising. I'm amazed when I flick open my iPad at net and I'm watching, say, a YouTube channel. I might see a bit of advertising turn up on that. That doesn't turn up on my Chrome browser. So I just avoid advertising, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who does that. But anyway, I have actioned the advice of Ruth and Bernie. I've now made some IFTTT recipes, modified Ruth's to basically take this audio boo. That's part of the reason for this audio boo, is to see if it's going to work, see if it'll bounce across to Twitter. I've also activated it so it goes across to Facebook as well, because I like to actually put my audio over onto Facebook. So I've actioned that as well. Ruth made a recipe for Facebook transfers of audio boo, and I've also set up one to send it across to Tumblr as well, because I noticed my Tumblr feed is now broken. Also, you've got to sign in, as is the problem. Isn't that stupid? Isn't that just so friggin' stupid? And I noticed that Inside Business, another site that I occasionally see come through on Facebook, if I click on the link that takes me through, if I'm looking at it through the Facebook app, I can only read the first couple of paragraphs before basically it scrolls off, and I've got to sign up. And so I just go across and have a look at it on a browser. It's not a problem. But I've noticed more and more this is happening. People are trying to, not only do we have the pop-up sign-up email forms, which are just a pain in the ass, which I never fill in. I go and have a look at the site in fair bit of detail first before I decide I'm going to sign up for an email newsletter. But now we've got this walled garden that people are putting around their websites. Basically, we're not even going to let you come in and have a look unless you sign up. And I just go, have you got no friggin' idea? I just burn them. I just friggin' burn them when that happens. They've lost all of my attention. But, you know, this is the way it's going. It's going to be an interesting shake-up. Maybe we need to have another tech bubble collapse. Burn a few of these companies that are behaving like this, like Audio Boom are doing. I couldn't care if they went belly up. And I don't think most of us do care about them now. We were pretty damn loyal to them and they didn't appreciate it. But they don't care about us, so why should we care about them? As for setting up our own channel, our own system, yeah, it's a good idea. It's how viable it is. You know, Audio Boo worked really hard just to make it pay its own way, and it was struggling. So I don't know how viable it is. But I do like it. That's why I still come over here and play. I don't use the app other than for recording. I'm recording right now on the app on my iPhone, and I'm going to bounce it out through this, and hopefully it's going to work. But I never use the app for browsing. That's just it. It's a friggin' useless app anyway. It really is. I don't understand it. I don't know how it works. And I don't care. I don't want to listen to bloody soccer in the UK or football in the US or Russell Brand. I don't even like Russell Brand. He's a bit of a douchebag, if you ask me. But yeah, I'll choose to find the things I want. And all of the people I still listen to on Audio Boo, all of my favourites, I have simply got their RSS feed and I've put it in Downcast and I listen to it through Downcast. So that's how I get it. It's the RSS feed that's the most valuable thing to me. And as Ruth suggested, if they break that, we're in deep doo-doo. I think if they break that, we'll all just basically get on Twitter and say farewell and probably fade away. Anyway, main purpose for this is to see it's going to work. As far as the IFTTT recipe transfer thing works, sorry, I went on a bit. Documentally, Christian basically flagged all this to me yesterday, and I thought it was me when I went to have a look at something on Safari on my iPhone. I thought, no, how come I can't see what's going on there? No, it wasn't me. It was fucking Audio Boo. Douchebags.